Jesus.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I probably sound a bit more gruff than usual. It's because I've had a bit of a cold in the last 24 hours. I actually woke up with fever today, so that was a bit concerning. I had to get one of those COVID tests, but it seems to have cleared up by the afternoon, so I'm pretty positive it's nothing too serious. Better to be on the safe side, I suppose, though. But yeah, it's all about persevering and making sure we get this content out, though, and get the episode out. I'd hate to miss one because we've been on such a good roll this season. And this is another listener story sent in by Katie, who actually sent in the opener for this season. So the first episode, which was, I believe, Don't Go in the Closet. Turns out there's inadvertently a theme, because this one's Don't Swim in the Lake, which is, I actually titled them, so that was a coincidence. I don't think that was planned, but it's I quite like that. So Katie, maybe we need the trilogy to be sent in if you have one more story that we can add on. But yeah, it's a good one. I love it when you all send stories, and it's such an honor to be able to produce something a fan of the podcast has sent in. So make sure to keep them coming in, because we do have a few more gaps for the rest of the season, where I could fit a few more. But this one is Katie's retelling of an experience as a child at a local lake that they used to go to for picnics and whatnot. And it's a really good one, very interesting. So sit back and enjoy Don't Swim in the Lake. I love a good ghost story. It really is one of my favorite things. And I'll share tales of hauntings from my childhood with anyone who'll listen. For example, I once saw Shadow Man in my basement, and I was so excited. It was like Christmas morning. Needless to say, he never returned. Who knows, maybe I should have been a bit more scared. I keep my eyes peeled for things that are strange or out of place, and I do find my eyes often play tricks on me. But I do enjoy how spooky things may seem, especially those things that are quite explainable. I was recently reminded of a story from my childhood that I didn't fully understand at the time. However, nowadays it's changed completely how I feel about ghosts and the unexplained. As a child, my family would visit a nearby Quarry Lake. It was a picnic ground, a fishing lake, and it had no swimming signs posted all around it. The water was very deep, and it was not at all safe for swimming. My sister and I would walk around the lake and play catch, just spend lazy days out in nature. You know, doing the various things kids do outdoors, climbing trees and whatnot. On one of our walks, we saw some older girls swimming in the lake. They were treading water quite far out, and they called to us, saying we should come in for a swim. Now, being well aware of how dangerous the lake was, we quickly said no and told them, "The water's too deep, and it's not safe to be out there. You should really come back to shore." But they didn't seem to care, so I tried again. "Swimming isn't allowed out here. You should get out." We tried our best, and there wasn't much else we could do for them. But I was sure they'd make their way to the shore eventually. So we decided to leave and continue our walk. A little while later, we came across the girls again, still in the water, and they asked for us to join them. "It's completely safe, and the water feels great on a hot sunny day. Come join us." The water really did look refreshing, and it was such a hot day in the sun. I really did want to go for a swim. Again, they promised it would be safe, and said they always came here for a swim, not to worry. Of course, our sensibilities got the better of us, and we decided not to join them, and went to play ball or fly kite, whatever we went to do, I can't remember now. That night we went home, and my sister called me and my mother to the front room because the two girls from the lake were on TV, on the news. In somewhat state of shock, my sister explained to me that the girls were found drowning. They were definitely the same two girls we saw at the lake. No doubt in our mind. It was especially sad because both girls died. We're absolutely horrified. The same girls who wanted us to swim with them had drowned. I felt sad for them. Could we have done more? Should we have done more? But at the same time, I felt what could only describe as very happy I knew enough not to go into such a dangerous lake. Looking back, it feels almost a bit sadistic that I felt happiness over relief. Maybe it was just my age, though. That happened when I was 9 years old, and I've not thought about it until recently. We were visiting my mother, and she brought up the afternoon we spent at the lake. We got to talking about the tragedy and those girls we saw on the lake. Mom, she was somewhat confused as her recollection was a bit different from ours. You couldn't have seen them swimming in the lake. Both me and my sister refuted this and remembered it clear as day, but she continued, we arrived the afternoon after the memorial service. They passed the week before. I know I said I enjoy spooky things, but this put a lump in my throat and a knot in my stomach that made me want to be sick. Years later, in an attempt to make sense of it all and explain what we'd seen, I decided to do some research. I expected to find the first result on Google to be a new story, an explanation I can turn to help make sense of it all. All I found were numerous reports of mysterious girls swimming in the lake, inviting anyone who passes to join them. Thank you so much, Katie, for sending that story in. I really enjoyed being able to pull it together, and I hope you all enjoyed listening to it as well. So what I want you to do is make sure you jump onto our Facebook page, and there's a few ways you could vote for if you think Don't Swim in the Lake was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. That's by leaving a comment there on the relevant post, which will go up eventually, or we'll also put a link to our Patreon site, which you can vote there. I think you need to log in, but you don't need to subscribe, if that makes sense. So if you want to drop it a vote on the interactive side of things, feel free to. Also, it would be crazy of me not to mention, next week is Halloween. We've got coming up very soon. Well, I guess it's 2 week time for Patreon listeners, but a week and a half for everyone else. And we are doing a special episode for that, so make sure to keep an eye out. I think for Patreon, the goal is, off the top of my head, to put it up on the 30th, and for everyone else on the 31st. So it's not quite coming quite as early as usual, but it's a lot of fun stuff I'm working on right now, so it should be a pretty good episode. What I'm also doing is, because it's a bit bigger episode, is I'm working on a kind of diary of a making of diary, which also covers this episode as well that we recorded today, and it's sort of giving it the ins and outs of what goes on behind the scenes when I work on the content. So hopefully that should be fairly interesting. So it will be exclusive for Patreon listeners, though. So if it's something you want to get involved in, it'll be out, I think, the 1st of November is the goal. And you can catch it on Patreon for as little as $1. But yeah, you know, just listening is support enough. And September was our biggest month we've ever had, and October's already looking on course to smash it. So thank you all so much for tuning in, supporting the podcast. It's absolutely wonderful to see. I guess that's it for now. Next, I'll be seeing you is on the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. So take care until then, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?